No, I kind of just, just do my best, do the best that I can do. I understand that this offense a lot better now this year, and just trying to show the coaches that I'm comfortable, and then, the coaches are obviously and the whole staff will make the decision.
Certainly a lot to live up to after last preseason.
Yeah, definitely. Last year was a bit of an adjustment, too, because I'm coming into a new offense, but that first game and last preseason was amazing, and you always want to kind of follow that up with a good performance. So.
Right. Now you wanted to spill over to Greg.
Exactly.
Tom seemed to say that you were in the right place. That was one of the things that he was happy about, meaning your assignments are right. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think I'm seeing that. I'm understanding the coverages a little bit better this year, and I understand what my reads are as far as route running, and I'm a little bit more comfortable in that sense. So I think it's coming together for me a little bit better this year, and hopefully I can, get that third spot.
So last year when you're making plays, in the preseason, you just kind of doing it on instinct?
It was mainly instinct. A lot of those plays were, conversion routes where if the defense was playing a certain coverage, I would just convert it to a go route, and that's where basically all those touchdowns were on those just those conversion go routes. But now I'm in the slot, I'm playing more, I have to read more defenses and kind of read between the backers, safeties, and stuff like that. So every day I'm getting a little bit more and more comfortable with them.
Victor, did you play in the slot at UMass at all, or did you only play outside?
Yeah, I played the slot at UMass as well, and I got lucky because we had a concept type of offense at UMass, and here is similar with concepts and stuff like that. And so meaning concept as far as no matter where you're at on the field, you're let's say you would line up outside, whether you would line up there or on the other side, you would have the same exact route. Or it was all concept. Like if there's a hook here, post here, and a slant there, no matter where you're at, there's still going to be those same three routes.
How hard was it to be shut down early last year?
It was pretty difficult. It was pretty difficult.
It's
knowing
something you could have come back from.
Yeah, definitely. And, I trust the staff here, and I trust the everybody in the training room and stuff like that, and they gave me some, they were honest with me and told me what my span was as far as recovery and things like that. But it was tough, man, coming off that preseason and hopefully looking at getting some time during the regular season, and hopefully they can insert you somehow, and then, for that to happen and be down for the rest of the year, it was pretty tough.
They certainly could have used you, too, when the other receivers started falling.
Yeah, exactly. And then as the season progressed, you see those guys starting one by one and started to go down. It was kind of hurtful to see that, especially for them. You never want to see somebody get injured. And then for me, I could have probably, stepped in and helped the team out.
We were always getting emails about why don't they just put Victor Cruz back in. I'm sure you were getting the same question.
Yeah, people were asking me on Twitter all kinds of crazy things and stuff like that. But I was like, just settle down, be patient. I'm on IR, and there was nothing I could do about it. But it's a new year, so hopefully I can change that.
You just in your interviews here and stuff, you seem to have a different approach, seem to be more relaxed. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, mainly that comes from just being comfortable, knowing the offense, knowing how your skill relates to the offense and what pros and cons you bring to this offense. And I feel like I bring a lot of pros, and I feel like I can do some good things in this offense. Obviously, there's still a lot of things I got to work on. Because, you want to get better every day. Nothing's perfect. But, day in and day out, I just try to get better.
You've had some balls go through your grasp a little bit. Some tough catches.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm always hard on myself on drops, man. I'm always, it could be three plays later. I'm still thinking about it. But, as the day progressed, I kind of, focus. I try to focus more. And yesterday was a pretty good day for me. I kind of focused. I didn't have many drops and stuff like that, so yesterday was a pretty good day.
Has anybody talked to you or had conversations with yourself about learning to let drops go?
Not really. I mean, the guys, a couple of the receivers, they understand me. They know how hard I am on myself and stuff like that. So they tell when I go back there, they're like, yo, just let it go. And I'm like, I'm trying, but, a few plays later, I'm like, oh, I let that one go. But, I mean, it comes with the territory. I mean, drops are going to come. Just hopefully you get more catches than drops.
You always hear those cornerbacks say you have a short memory. It's going to be the same for us.
Exactly. Definitely the same for us, especially when, God forbid you have like a touchdown drop or something like that. You got to just forget about it. And because, there's going to be other opportunities throughout the day and throughout the games for you to make some plays.
You set such a high bar last year in the preseason. If you don't have three touchdowns in the first people are going to say, what happened to this kid?
I hope people don't write me off if I don't have, three touchdowns in like the first half or something crazy like that. But I'm just going to try to go out there and just try to play my game. That's the best I can do, just read the defenses and just play my game, make sure I have my blocking assignments and stuff like that. And all I can do is just be myself out there.
Any hamstring injuries all behind you?
No, everything's behind me. I'm 100%. I feel good, ready to roll.